Hi friends, we'll start with chapter 13 on report writing overall under our subject of marketing research. I'll be little quickly in the initial part because report writing is something that you and me, it's not that we doesn't know, but I'll try and refine when we come at the right stage. And this these are the objectives of our this particular chapter. To introduce you, report writing means it's like systematic arrangement of thoughts presented in a manner that you are able to present the conclusively outcome of your research. So the recipient receives it in such a way that he is able to conclude things. So that's the overall on the introduction of the research. It has to have the validated inputs. It has to have tables, inferences, etc. presented in a graphical, tabular manner so that people are able to make out what you are trying to say. Aim and objective of the report is to give you a true picture, and give you a picture which is helping you to decide. Report is a formal account because everything has to come into it, and it starts with preamble, purpose, and then of course it has a formal structure like environment, this thing, and then various other chapters of your research, followed by at the end appendix and you know those thing, annexures, etc. So this all put together becomes one construct of a report. It should explain clearly why you did this research, what is it that is coming in front of you, and therefore what is the conclusion of it. So of course methodology of research design, the sampling, all this thing is part of it. Guideline to write a good report, obviously there are certain guidelines that is there to present a proper report. As they say that begin with powerful headlines, have a good opening summary, define the preamble on the purpose very well, draw attention, make people immerse into the research so that they read more, and they try to understand the research problem very well. Quality of writing, the simplicity of statements, etc. Conclusiveness based on certain data findings that you have, tabular manner or graphical manner, etc. That aids to the ability to understand the report well. It should be, of course, remembered that if the report doesn't convey what it is initiated for and the conclusiveness of it, then there is eventually a lot of heartburns, company will not receive the benefit of this particular primary data collection based market research report that they initiated. Quick guidelines, we are still continuing understanding of the guidelines, but this is more in a bullet form, logically arranged. So you must arrange your entire sections, subsections, etc., chapters and section and various subsections within that in such a manner that it links to each other very well. It reveals one aspect and the other in a same manner that it adds to the value, it adds to the reading, it gives a continuity momentum to the report, moving. So that's what the next part is like. You must always reveal and bring out, pull out things which makes the report worth reading further. So it should cover things in such a way that it is always unrevealing certain aspect of the primary data collection that has been happened. Simplicity is always the best this thing. Keep the overall structure as much simple, do not complicate it. See it from the perspective of how the guy who's reading it is going to derive the meaning out of it, etc. Authentic means only and only the analysis based, inference based, this thing should come in. Know your hypothesis, nothing to do personal opinions and all. There is no place for such aspects in the report. Purpose of the report should really come out very clearly. So when you say that it will come out with the preamble, the management dilemma, the research problem definition very well, the objective, etc. So that will drive the clarity on the purpose of the report. Overall approach, that is the research design, the sampling within it, etc. The timeline, the limitations, etc. So all those things need to figure out in your writing so that people understands when he concludes things, he also understands the limitations also. He also understands difficulty or limitation within which this research has been done. Four important points, to maintain the simplicity, use simple words, more precise words, words which are self-explanatory, giving the same meaning. English jargon, complex words, etc., rarely used words, etc., should not be used. Use of adequate pictures and figures, etc. So, simplicity will come if you use proper figures, formats, graphs, tables, etc., so that you are able to have the proper representation of the simple meaning that you are trying to drive home. So, overall, as we discussed the way of writing good report, overall, please remember that you must have a proper design of the research report in your mind. Start with the proper header. It should convey the meaning itself. The purpose of the research should come out. Subtitles, the sectionization, the paragraph level clarity, etc. All these things should come in as the essential tips for writing the good report. Characteristics of a good report means what will define or what will stamp your report as a good report is it goes with this, displays the originality. It is like anybody can make out, okay, this has been written by the very knowledgeable person. He has represented facts in a manner that it is a derivative of the research analysis, etc. Provide precise information. So, information which is a data converted into information to analysis to the conclusiveness of it, and it should come out really. The language used must be plain and simple, and you must use a simple language, maybe small statements, so that complex statements adds to confusion. So, simple statement flowing in a logical manner, arriving at a conclusive message, that's the crux of a good report. Impersonal style, as they say, okay, there is no personal bias that should come in. It should stick to the findings. It should stick to the analysis aspect, and written in an impersonal English language. That's very critical, important aspect. And it should be tidy, neat, clean, proper sectionizations, paragraph, bulleting, etc. Again, bulleting, you have to keep in mind, beyond a point, it gets too complicated due to Roman numbering, etc. So, try and avoid those kind of things. Make it simple and sweet. Objective oriented, it should keep in mind objective for which this entire research was done and various objectives within, and then it should try to address one objective after the other rather than complicating things and then trying to derive at conclusiveness towards the objective 1, 2, 3, then it may not really make a report very tidy and good and simple as such. I must be pragmatic and logical, etc. Everything is very thoughtfully concluded. So, that should be the approach. Audience is your prime focus, and it should be written because somebody else who was not a part of anything, and he is going to read and make a meaning out of it. So, when I say that, it's like the marketing executive or the maybe officer level people are there, discussing with the entire research plan, execution of it. But decision making is somebody else's hand. So, you should be written from that perspective. Adequate length so that the overall necessary aspects are well covered. You don't sacrifice too much also to keep report, short and sweet kind of thing. Are broadly classified as an oral report and research report. Both has its own advantages. Oral report is basically presented directly to you, and it has been presented with maybe PPT as an aid, or it is like discussed with you. So that's the oral way of this thing. So it has a checklist, pointers, and on that the discussion that has been delivered to the recipient. It is good in certain areas where you are presenting it to the very select few audience. You are presenting it before writing your final report. You are trying to present. So, that's an oral format. At times, it is useful. You are supposed to present in an AGM. You cannot really say present a full report. So you present a precise oral report, etc. So, that's what is a format. Speech is a critical aspect or an essential requirement of it. The person must be a good orator with a pronunciation, etc., being very clear. Oral report, when you make, you have to keep in mind the nature of audience who are there, less of a jargon, more of simple statements, etc. Interest building, it should have a point of interest building into it. So, it should be moving and at every regular interval, you create a need for him to listen to you more. Yeah, that's the critical aspect of the oral information. You are not able to present too many things. Yeah, so in such case, it should be able to also convey tabular information or graphical information in a very engaging and enticing way. It's a simple elaborative language with the logical flow arranged in an order that observations and inferences are presented. When you cover them overall at the end, the conclusiveness emerges. Yes, you can at visual aids and all this thing, as I said, sometimes that is available. TED Talks and those kind of aspects that you must be familiar are the way that oral presentation of the report or a conversation or a finding, etc. Written reports are very, very well structured document. It should start with the headline, the subpage, the acknowledgements, the content of table, content table, the preface, then preamble to like circumstances, the management dilemma. So there are chapters and that say there are sections into it, there are subsections to it, etc. So that's the structure, the way you go about. Essential aspect is there's also a section called executive summary, of course not mentioned out here. That's a page or two or three max, which is when read by say like a person of a chairman or a group, a CEO level, etc., that they are able to make out what was the management problem, the research problem, and the overall outcome, and then it's fallout on decision. And therefore, by reading that, they are in a position to approve it instead of really going into the detailed report, etc. So that's also so a written report is a challenging aspect. Decisions are going to be taken on that. On the basis of physical forms such as short report, memo, etc. So there are different formats of a research report, evaluation, examination, etc. So what we were trying to understand is like in writing a report, what all can be the base of your written report, etc. So you either review things, you either present it as a short report, etc., or a letter that you write to somebody, etc. But these are some of the rarest of things. And in real life, it is a proper survey research report that gets presented. Functional information, it is an analytical and, you know, subjective in nature. Origin could be primitive, semi-government, government, NGO, etc. So what we have understood is various formativeness of the report. And so physical forms or functional forms or the origin, nature of basis of origin, etc. So that's what is a formats available for you. Another format is a technical report. This report essentially conveys the technicality of it, and therefore the language used is more technical. It will have more of a line drawings, designs, structural information, etc., which is meant to be read by the technocrats. They understand that language. If I read the technical report, I may not be able to make out anything. So, characteristics being that technical report, yes, overall representation should meet with that expectations. Non-technical report has to be really, really, as we discussed all along, meaningful, purpose-driven, simplified, written in a language that even a common man can understand. The use of more graphs, tables, pictures, etc. will add to the interest in, you know, reading it, etc. There you have engineering drawings and perspective pictures and all in a technical report. You here need graph, diagrams, etc. So maintain that interest and involvement. Okay, one of the other format is the interim report. When especially the research overall time is long, even after the data completion, the data analysis and final report time is expected to be long. Many times the client insists on what you call an interim report. Client wants to get a quick bird's eye view of what has come in and which side it is, and is there anything that needs to be kind of initiated at their end, etc., even before your research representation is made, or it is like done to get a perspective of the structure of your report, the manner of your presentation, etc., what the outcome, etc., and if any corrective step needs to be taken between this report and the final report. So, interim report is a report which is after the data collection is done and before the final outcome is presented. But of course, it should convey which side the report is, and it should convey indicatively what is the outcome of the report. It cannot be just giving a mere statistics of the collection, time taken, etc. No, it should be result oriented, of course, in its own final conclusiveness. Unable to keep up the interest of the reader, and as I said, it is driven towards this particular objective, and the reader should get an idea as to what is the overall outcome of this report. It may not have sufficient analysis and graphical presentation as of that particular date, but conclusively it is a representation of a complete picture, and that representation may enable the client to take certain preemptive steps, etc., if needed. So they remain also in time and they sync in time internally and externally. Summary report, after the main report is ready, you know, the client, at client end there may be different stakeholders and all. Now to them, it need not be that, you know, you present so much of a details, and so you need to present them the relevant aspect of your research, and that relevant aspects can be presented in what you call is a summary report. And so summary report will essentially cover most of the things, but maybe minimal on a pictorialization, maybe minimal on graphicals, maybe minimum on all the not so relevant points, etc. It will stick to what you call critical aspects, and it will definitely also drive home the conclusive part of the report. A research abstract, as they say, it's a short summary. It's a short summary or short technical summary, etc. Most prepared by PhD students and all, that's a different aspects. Even in the organizational framework, and even beyond what you call a summary report, etc., there are some population or some stakeholders, either during investor forum or making a financial pitch with the bankers or others, where you have to really make them understand what did you do, there's a result, why you are confident, what is it you look at market, etc., as why you want so much of an investment, etc. Now in such scenarios, what you present is what is known as an abstract report. So you give him a something little more than the summary, but at the same time it is not an elaborate in nature. It precisely covers what essentially that need to drive towards a specific objective. So research abstract is also prepared from an objective. Your research might have been done with a specific objective. Your abstract is done to get the investment. So it is designed to probably satisfy that orientation. So that's the difference when it comes to research abstract. Writing effective report, it is essential that you have the look at the structure of it properly understood. So structure will have aspects like three parts: the preliminary sections, the main body, and the reference material, etc. Preliminary section covers entire aspects of management dilemma to management problem to issues of research problems, objective setting, prima facie industry aspects or conditions or environmental aspects and all. Main body starts with the objective and entire the research design and various ways the analysis are structured, etc. So that's all main body, and how you start revealing various aspects in a chapter by chapter manner. Reference material is all annexures and bibliographies and what all has been used to derive at a specific conclusion. That all will form part of your reference material section. Title and abstract, so the preliminary section. So we are understanding the preliminary section overall under the structure of the report. So title and abstracts are essentially the main customer satisfaction survey for the hatchback customer, or like demand estimation for HDPE pipes, etc. So then you come to know that what this report was all about. Then it has to have subtitle complete report, then prepared by, prepared for, etc. So that's what overall should bring it out, so that essential aspect of report this thing comes out. Preface is like set the tone, yani, as the name suggests, yani, you should start state the brief reason why this was started, who initiated, why he initiated, what was it done to achieve what, etc. kind of thing. Introduction, of course, is a short and comprehensive presentation of the rest of the report. Or in other words, this aspect is also known as a executive summary. So, where you have a complete gist of it available, so much so that it is even a decision making state ready. And so, the chairman, MD, CEO, etc. may not read your entire report. So, that's the executive summary. Acknowledgements and all are given in the beginning, bringing out those who contributed in successful completion of the report. Table of content helps you with the references when you are reading a report and rereading the report, etc. It tells you overall structure of the report also, essentially, so that you may pick and choose which chapter to read and, you know, when to read, or in future reference a specific part while discussion, etc. Heads, subheads, and, you know, sectionization also can follow. That list of tables are also given, so that table and page numbers are given, so that reference becomes easy. So this is a way that you probably can also structure main body of the report. That's the second part, where you start with the problem statement, objective, problem statement, what is problem statement, and all we have studied. The objective is a derivative of your problem statement. That should come out very clearly. What was reviewed, yani? So that's all the secondary information that was considered for review to derive at certain assumptions, certain aspects, confirmations, etc. Based on which you finally decide the scope also, what are the coverage that is going to happen in that, the limitations thereof, etc. Why this present study was necessary, that gets justified, where you derive that, you know, at this stage, it is not possible, or say the preliminary or the secondary research suggests go, no go decisions or kind of thing, or this research is decision making research. So therefore you justify why the detailed research was recommended. Overall conceptual framework, which is that entire research design has to emerge in this particular aspects. And then not only research design, how this is going to derive at the conclusiveness of it also can come in. And then in your research flow, you ensure that you do that way and then derive at the conclusion, etc. So that's what is the entire conceptual framework, which uses also the statistical tool, the confidence, the test, etc., which will hypothesis testing, how it is going to happen and all. That should come into this area. Methodology adopted. So entire that data collection, sampling, etc., all this thing will come under. This entire sampling design also gets covered. So research design will take into account quanti, quali, and under that which method is used to data collection. Then the entire sampling plan will come. So sampling population unit, the sampling frame, where will you get that, and checklist, etc. So the timeline when this thing is going to get over, which phase will going to get over, when will you present final report, interim phase, etc. should come out. So entire methodology and all this thing should reflect out here. You also need to mention limitation of the survey. As we have studied in sampling, there can be a sampling error, there is a non-sampling error. It has its own limitations, otherwise the methodology that you adopt for data collection and all. So all put together, certain limitations on which this research a finding needs to be read and some conclusion need to be drawn should come out upfront. Technical section is nothing but it's like a important part, but it may or may not be in the body. It may be at the end of the chapter, or it may be at the end where supporting tables, findings, etc. are given as a annexures and all that. So most vital, generally lengthy with many subsections, etc. As they say, the technical sections gets into the analysis part more. Yani, it plays with the data, it drives home the analysis, it stops at the conclusion, but it does give the inference. Now, collectively at the end, when certain inferences put together, the research conclusion emerge. So that's the difference. And at the end of the technical section, there may be a conclusive section or a conclusion sections, but that main section is that entire analysis of various questions that is there in the questionnaire, etc., or in your overall FGD or whatever checklist was there, etc., it goes into present and presents the facts on that area, analysis is presented, etc., and it just stops just before concluding something about that particular aspects. The yes or no means what, you know, the analysis of yes or no means what, it stops at there. But then at the end of this main section or a technical section, then various other findings that has been presented collectively, does it mean what? That is what gets discussed in the final section. It establishes that how the hypothesis is checked, and then it drives on the final conclusive section, okay, by whether this hypothesis is valid or not valid, and accordingly what is the outcome of the research comes out. So the technical section structuring may vary case to case. At the end, the result, so you conclusively establish what is it, yeah. So whether various inferences, analysis, etc. are presented, something which is not done in the main section above, but reading some of those findings, some emerging results are brought out in front, and then at the end you conclude, yeah. So conclusiveness will come out of your technical section, result, etc., inference sections, and then setting of hypothesis, measurement, and then you derive at a final conclusion about the outcome of the research. You also have references, which is bibliography, as to what part of documents were referred, read, websites, touch base, etc., published sources referred and all. Glossary is like the terms that you probably use and you need an explanation about it. So then you put them under as a glossary, the references as to appendix and all, you know, annexures or something that you have put in as a reading outside the report, but that reading will help you to understand the report better, kind of aspects are covered there. Index is again a reference, because indexes are done on various ways, on the chapter basis, on probably in more elaborate, it will have certain core words or core section based indexing, etc. So you do certain types of indexing so that the search becomes easy within the report. There are various ways to look at these things, and I am not in a normal market research report, etc., this kind of thing may be less, but in a very properly published PhD reports, etc., they also have word wise, like what you see in many textbook. I have to go and say positioning, then it will refer to me that page 11, page 35, page 205, etc. So that's what overall is a indexing. Otherwise, there is a simple index which is provided. Precautions to be taken while preparing a good research report, etc. Should not be uninteresting. We have discussed this. Always a interest should be maintained in the report. So every section, and it has to flow in a very logical manner. Should be long, not long enough at the same time, should not be very short. Display the originality, should have the linkage with the problem, the analysis, the objective, etc. should come out of it. A report should be able to convey the matter in a simplest manner. When I say that, we have discussed the language part and what do's and don'ts, etc. Also be very specific on entire perspective of problem, objective, analysis, data gathering techniques, etc. Representation and reproduction and all should be very neat and clean and readable and objective driven. Appendix should be enlisted with the respect to all the relevant technical data, etc. So you have appendix which will link to various technical data. Annexures are there, which is also linked to certain understanding. Additionally, you want to give it to the reader. Confidence level and various other aspects should come out. Limitation should be very upfront declared. Policy implications and what are the do's and don'ts should come out of it. So that at the end, a very thoughtful decision can be taken by the organization, all relevant people. So friends, we have studied the way to write a good report and various do's and don'ts within that. So I'm sure like you are enlightened about how to make an effective report, and you will utilize this for your own career needs. Thank you.